Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. So again, it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We love to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ, the fact that he is alive. We want people to hear that good news. We want people to believe that good news, and we want people to live it out in day-to-day life. And that's true for all of us here as well. And this week, we want to kind of shift our focus on our theme, righteousness, to the living it out aspect of that key word. And we see a lot of righteous living, a lot of passages that talk about the need for righteous living and what this abiding in Christ will actually produce, a righteous life. And we're going to turn to Romans 6 and look at a couple of passages in Romans 6. It starts in verse 12. That's where we want to begin. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. That's what life was like before we knew Christ. We let sin reign in our mortal bodies. As a matter of fact, that was our only choice. That's our only option on the menu. But now that we're in Christ, we have another option. And it says, do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. So here's an attitude that we have. Here's an element of this faith. So the life is always by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how we're saved. That's how we live, by grace through faith in Jesus. So here is a response of faith, presenting yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life. That's a response of faith. That's an attitude of faith. And your members to God as instruments of righteousness. So as we present our members to God, we're going to see them being used as instruments of righteousness. That's just how this works. So we've been made righteous internally. That's the inside work of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we present our members to God by abiding in him, by faith, we're going to see these members living out righteousness in day-to-day life. That's just how God has designed it, by grace, through faith in Jesus. It's a very simple reality, and if we will recognize that the source of righteousness from beginning to end is Jesus Christ himself, as we abide in him, we will see the fruit of that righteousness being lived out in us.
Absolutely. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time. We'd love for you to pose your question on this edition, 844-322-2742. The lines are open right now, 844-322-2742. Again, that's good in the U.S. and in Canada.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to O'Fallon and talk with Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how you doing, my wonderful, wonderful brothers?
Hey, Brad.
Glad to hear Richard sitting beside you. He had a little moment last week where he wasn't doing too well. But anyway, why I called in today, I was listening to your opening dialogue. And, you know, it's really sad, Bob, that so many people in the body of Christ don't have a clue. You know, we say all the time in this ministry that God laid his life down for us. Jesus laid his life down for us to give his life to us in order to live his life in and through us or in us. And then you go to Hebrews, it talks about resting, and you enter that rest when you cease from your own efforts. So many people do not connect the fact that, you know, living in that new creation that we are, in union with Jesus, that God himself is walking in and through us, and therefore, when we, in the new creation, are led by the Spirit, and we walk in the Spirit by his grace and his faith, all these things that some people take as requirements that they must do, and then they struggle with it because they can't do it. You know what I'm saying about I mean, this
it gets down to how do we live the Christian life? How is it really supposed to work? And we know we're saved by grace through faith in Jesus, but then the living it out, most of us employ or implement human effort. I know that was my downfall, is because I thought it was up to me to live out the Christian life. Richard, you've had that same experience, and Bob Davis, you as well. And I think every single person on the planet who names the name of Christ has had that as a part of their story. They've tried through human effort. They've fallen flat on their faces, eventually have gotten so frustrated that they toss up their hands and say, Lord, I don't know how this is supposed to work. And then the Spirit begins to really teach. And it wasn't like the Spirit wasn't teaching before.
Right.
It was we didn't have ears to really hear.
Yeah.
Our human effort made us deaf to what the Spirit was saying. Our own pride made us blind to what the Spirit was doing. So we just scurried off on our own, trying to do it our way, leaning into our own understanding. But then we come to that point where that human effort, I mean, there is a silver lining to that dark cloud. And the fact is all the failures start to chisel off that pride. And it changes us into humble people, people of humility. When we throw up our hands and say, help, I can't do this, that's when humility has taken a hold of us. And when we are humble, then we can see that grace that God has been pouring out on us. We can actually allow that grace to do its work in us. And that's when righteous living starts to flow out of us, because we start abiding in the righteous one.
Right. Well, I know the ministry is, I mean, you guys have been talking this and preaching it, teaching it for years. And I know Richard's, one of his favorite verses in Philippians 1:6, which tells people that God started a work and he will finish it. But then you go to chapter 2 of Philippians, you get down to verse 13, and here we go again. We're told that God is in us, working in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I just encourage folks, I'm not saying this to lift myself up, but brothers, I experience that inner peace and that inner working of God in my life every single day. And I mean, it's just so keen to what he's doing. And he's doing this in all the believers. And the line is that when God's doing it, well, a lot of people say, well, I got to obey. Well, when God's doing the work and he's doing the walking and he's using our members for himself, we're obedient in that new creation. And it's him.
Yeah.
Walking it in and through us. And I just love the chance to talk to you guys, and I love you dearly. And just God bless the audience and the people that listen, and just encourage them to just keep hanging in there, and things that may not be making sense right now will start making sense.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Brad.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good to hear.
Yeah,
there was something that I finally came to grips with a number of years ago now. I thought the Christian life was lived the way I learned how to play the piano. I had a good teacher. I would go home, I would practice. I would bring the piece back to my lesson. I would play it for the teacher. We would talk about how I performed it, what needed to be changed, what was really good. And I thought that's how I was supposed to live the Christian life. I would bring my behaviors to Jesus, and we'd set them on the table, and we'd talk about them. This was really good, Richard. Now here's where you need to change a little bit. And I discovered that was a completely bankrupt way to go. It's not like having a good coach. Jesus does it from the inside out, or it doesn't get done at all.
Yeah, and he's always with you. I mean,
yes,
the coach
always.
Or your piano teacher was just a weekly visit.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't a day-by-day, 24-by-7 experience. Mm-hmm. You had a one-hour appointment. And he tried to impart everything you needed to know for that week in 1 hour, and then you went and practiced.
Yes.
Well, Christianity is not like that at all. We have God's presence with us every day of the week, every second of our life, 365 days a year. That's the good news of the gospel, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and as we learn to abide in him, that's the lesson that he constantly teaches us, how to abide in him. That's what righteous living is all about. That's what constitutes righteous living, abiding in Christ, walking by faith in Jesus Christ. As we abide in him, we're going to see that righteous life flow out of us.
Absolutely. Friends, we want to remind you also that for your as a thanks for your gift in April, we're going to send you a special combo pack containing Bob Christopher's best-selling book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and the companion study guide. This, of course, is the material we're using on our Friday teaching editions of Basic Gospel, and if you don't have yours yet, this is a great chance to, you know, help keep the good news coming on Basic Gospel and take advantage of this month's offer at the same time. You can get the combo pack today by calling 844-412-2742, again, 844-412-2742, or at our website, basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page, again, at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go down to Tampa, Florida, and talk with Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing okay. What's on your mind today?
All right, well, I guess I'm to a point where I'm like just what you were talking about, like human effort sucks. Like, I've been like buying every book on the market, you know, trying to study all the scriptures, do it all, and I'm like burnt out. And I'm like afraid to tell God I'm burnt out.
Well, I think you just did.
Yeah.
And it's not like he didn't know. I mean, he knows us better than we know ourselves, Jose. He knows what you're going through. And the fact that you're saying that on a national radio broadcast, that's a powerful thing. So we certainly admire your courage to do that. But it's time to just, you know, kind of put the books down and say, Lord, I just want to know you. I want to know that you love me. I want to know that you care for me. And I'm just going to listen to your spirit. Teach me those truths. I've read. I've done my study. I've done all of these things. Now, I just want to trust. I just want to trust you, period, end of story. Nothing else. And that's all God desires. That's all he wants, Jose. Nothing more than that.
I thought I was reading the Bible more and being a better person than that. I hear so many different teachings and stuff. So this is confusing.
Yeah, Jose, I understand. I know exactly what you're going through. I know exactly what you're feeling. I know what that sense of confusion is. I mean, you get so many different messages, so many, you know, people trying to give their spin on what the gospel is or what the grace of God is or what this or that is. And we get caught up in people instead of in Jesus. So it's time to get caught up in Jesus.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because he's the one that died for you. He's the one that gave himself for you. He's the one that loves you. He's the one that's alive today. He's the one that's living inside of you. He's the one that's going to teach you. He's the one that's going to take you by your hand and move you forward. He's the one that's going to do it all. And
like, is it okay not to read the Bible for one day? Like, I just feel so pooped out, kind of.
It is okay not to read the Bible for one day.
Or 1 week, or as long as the Spirit keeps you out of it.
Yeah. God's love is there, period. He loves you. It's unconditional, no strings attached, no requirements. The reason you want to read the Bible is to get to know Jesus, is because this Bible is his love letter to you. And if you're just looking at it as a way to get better, a way to improve, a way to do this or to do that, boy, that becomes a burden. That becomes just this yoke on your neck that gets heavier and heavier and heavier and just weighs you down to the point you can't even move.
Oh, man, that's where I'm at.
yeah. So, Jose, let me do this. Can I just pray for you?
Oh, please do.
Yes. Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jose. Thank you for his courage today to pick up the phone and call and to say just out loud that, you know, this human effort is just getting me down, that I'm burned out. I know there may be hundreds and thousands of other people listening right now that are in the same shoes. They just feel weary and burdened and burned out. And Lord, I just pray specifically for Jose that he will just rest, will just take a big breath, a sigh of relief, and just rest, knowing that God's love is constant, that God's love is always there, that nothing that Jose can ever do will separate him from that love. And so just put an attitude of thankfulness in his heart, an attitude of rest, and saying, Lord, I'm just resting in you, I'm just thanking you, and that's it. That's all that I'm going to do. That's all that I'm going to offer up. It's just a heart of praise and a heart of rest. And for those who may be listening who are in the same shoes, I just offer up the invitation of Christ Jesus himself. Come unto me, all you who are wearied and burdened, and I will give you rest. Will you come unto Jesus today so that he can give you rest? We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, Jose, we're going to continue to be praying for you. We'll be continuing to reach out to you. I think we have your email address, and we're gonna walk with you along this journey, okay?
Thank you. I love you guys. Have a blessed night.
Hey, thank you, Jose.
Thank you, Jose.
Rest and be thankful, right. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Just one more solid underscoring of the reason that it's absolutely necessary for Basic Gospel to be on the air live.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Israel. When you walk the same ground as the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, something indescribable happens. When you stand where King David, the prophet Elijah, and the apostle Paul stood, something unspeakable takes place. Israel. You'll experience the Garden of Gethsemane and visit the house of Caiaphas. You'll walk the Via Dolorosa, the footsteps of Jesus, to Golgotha, the place of the cross, the place of the skull. You'll visit the garden tomb, the burial place of Jesus, and the place of his resurrection. When you see, touch, and smell the locations where the Lord Jesus himself lived, ministered, and prayed, you'll realize that no other place on earth can deliver such an experience. No other investment one can make offers so much in return. Israel, February 2017, with Basic Gospel. Click events at basicgospel.net for all information. Plenty of open lines right now. Still time on the clock, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. Question from Sam from New Brockton, Alabama. He quotes Revelation 22:18 that says, I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. So Sam's question is, does this show that someone can lose their salvation?
Well, no one who is saved is going to be adding to the book. Or taking away from the book. We're going to be rejoicing in what God has revealed to us through his word. And we're going to recognize that it's the revelation of Jesus Christ from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. It is all God's unfolding story of his son and what his son's death, burial, resurrection, and ascension mean to us and how that gives us hope that we are going to be with him forever. So we understand that this is the once for all delivered faith, and this is what we contend for. Only false prophets are going to be adding to it. Only false prophets are going to be trying to twist the words and add for their own sordid gain. And so they're going to lose that offer of life that's been given to them, that basically gets withdrawn, so to speak. And as they continue to twist, their hearts become even more hard toward Jesus and that offer of life. So I think that's what this passage is talking about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this whole book, the letter of Revelation, is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's not the revelation of the beasts or the false prophet or the plagues or any of the rest of this. All of those things happen in the context of a victorious Jesus. And if we would just relax and allow Jesus to be Jesus, then we wouldn't have to worry about this. The people I worry about are the false prophets you just mentioned, because they're always trying to turn into something fantastical and scary, and face it, they earn money for themselves. That's a terrible thing to do to the body of Christ, and I wish they'd just stop it.
Yeah.
I seriously wish they'd stop.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's a passage in Ephesians, and I think this is always helpful when we come to those questions about assurance of salvation. Can we lose salvation? Is this passage teaching that a Christian can lose salvation? Well, in Ephesians chapter 1, it says this: in him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So you have the mark of Christ on you and in you.
Yes.
You have been sealed, and no one can break God's seal. When he seals a person, it is unbreakable.
Yes.
It is unshakable. It is eternal. So if you're in Christ, you have been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. You're going to be saved from the wrath to come.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to worry about all those things. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
That's good news.
That is good news. Excellent news. Question from Dave in Overland Park, Kansas. Is the church Israel? Are all the promises to Israel fulfilled in the body of Christ?
The church is not Israel, and Israel is not the church. Israel was a nation of people, started with Abraham, and then Isaac, and Jacob, then the 12, and then the nation grew from that. And through that group is the bloodline of Jesus.
Yes.
So his human bloodline is Jewish, from all the way back to Abraham. But this gospel is for all, for Jew and Gentile. Now, the Jew rejected Jesus. They came to the point and said, we don't want anything to do with him. There is a remnant chosen by grace. That's been happening for 2,000 years. And there's going to be a time where God circles back around and brings this gospel message to fruition in the Jewish people. And as Paul wrote in Romans 11:26, all of Israel will be saved. We Gentiles are a part of the body of Christ. Those who are being saved are a part of the body of Christ. But we're all going to be joined together, Jew and Gentile, Israel and the church, all of saved, and we're going to be known as the people of God.
Yes.
And we are going to inhabit the new Jerusalem where God is, and that's where we're going to be eternally.
Yeah. Sam, I hope that is a help to you. Hope you're listening, and keep listening, and call us again if we can help. Friends, if you've tried your hardest to live the Christian life only to fall flat on your face time after time, then you'll want to take advantage of our April offer. As our thanks for your gift in April, we'll send you Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and the Companion Study Guide. Now, through the pages of this book, you're going to come to a new understanding of how the Christian life is really supposed to work. But this offer is over on the 30th, so time is short to make your gift and receive your copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and the Companion Study Guide, as our thanks for your gift to keep the good news coming. Call 844-412-2742 or visit us online at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Billy would love to hear from you right now, as a matter of fact, or you can visit our website, basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody, for Basic Gospel Now. For Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis, wishing you God's best. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will, too. Bye-bye.